Good morning, Asbury family. It's great to see everyone here this morning. Just want to invite you to come on into the sanctuary. Grab your coffee, grab your seat, grab your bulletin, and will you stand with me and the team? We're going to sing a new song this morning, but I thought it was new, and immediately the vocalist knew it, so it's been playing on the radio some, so you have heard it before. But let's just celebrate God this morning with our voices. As we sing scripture, as we sing these great words to the Lord, as we hear his word read, let's lift up Chase as he's preparing to bring us the message today. Will you sing this with us? If faith can move the mountains, then let the mountains move. We come with expectation, waiting here.
Amen. Please be seated. What a great way to start our worship service this morning by singing such a great song of praise to God. My name is Chase Green, and I'm one of the pastors here, and it's great to welcome you to a place where you can freely worship God with however you choose. And I'm just so grateful for everyone being here, especially our visitors. I want to invite you to sign into the attendance pads so we might have a record of your attendance this morning. We have a couple of announcements to share with you. First, coming up on August 10th is a very important day in the life of our church where we will have a fire drill. Yes, we will have a fire drill following the 8:30 service and following the 10:45 services. We believe that your safety is very important to us, and there are lots of churches that don't do this type of drill, and we, as the staff, have reflected, and we don't recall a time when we've done it ourselves, so we want to do that August 10th, and we will have ushers and other folks available to help assist you in having to evacuate as quickly as possible. The second announcement is for August 17th. That's our ice cream social and gospel hour, where we'll have great musical talents, and then we'll have all different types of ice cream. But guess who gets to provide the ice cream? You. You can bring us your very own homemade ice cream, and we will be able to have people sample it, and they will vote on who has the best ice cream. So be there August 17th, 5:30. Here in the WAC. In this service, we're going to be talking about Goliaths and how we can conquer those big issues that come in our lives, those temptations that we face at different periods of our life, and how we can overcome them. So with that, please stand and greet one another, and I want you to ask your neighbor, what is your favorite season of the year and why?
Well, the team was telling what seasons they enjoy, and Dusty, our drummer, thought it was a season, like on a food, so he was being funny. Ha ha ha. Didn't work quite so well, Chase. Well, let's keep singing about our strong God. Let's place our trust in Him this morning.
Those who trust in the Lord. You will not be ashamed. the hill sets my feet.
Continue to celebrate his trustworthiness. Christ alone is our rock. He's our shelter. He's where our hope, our faith is placed. Let's sing this great anthem today in Christ alone. Sing this with us.
In Christ alone. Just
Okay, we're going to play a game, okay?
What kind of game?
Who has ever played Simon Says?
Not me.
Okay, so does everybody know what to do? If I say Simon Says do something, then you do it. And if I don't say Simon Says, then you don't do it, okay?
Okay.
Y'all ready?
No.
Okay, Simon Says, raise your hand. Simon Says, raise your other hand. Put your hands down. Oh, I tricked some of you. Okay, let's play again. Okay, Simon says put your hands down. Simon says, wave your hands. Simon says, flap like a chicken. Touch your nose. Ooh, you guys are smart. Good job. Good job. Okay, yeah, Simon says you can stop, man. Thanks. Okay, so in our game, who are we supposed to do what they say? Simon, that's right. Good job. So, right, we do whatever Simon says. So, in real life, we're supposed to do what the Bible says, right?
Yeah.
And what Jesus says, that's very good. Yeah. So, do you know what? Sometimes, even in the Bible, Jesus got tempted, and you know what he did? He would always answer back with the scripture. Do you know what scripture is? Okay. It's what? A paper that you can roll up? That's right. It's also like what's in the Bible, okay? Oh, Simon says you can quit touching your nose. Sorry. You can. Yeah, okay. Okay. So, you know, sometimes, like if, something breaks at your house and your mom wants to know what happened, you might be tempted to kind of lie, maybe tell her that you didn't do it, even if you really did. But in the Bible, it says, don't lie.
Jesus said you can't lie.
That's right. Yes. Yes. So we're not supposed to lie. So whenever we're tempted, we can remember what the Bible says. You might get a spanking. Yeah, sometimes. Okay. So we're going to pray. Okay. So everybody, let's bow our heads and you can repeat after me. Say, dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Please help us.
Please help us.
To be like Jesus. And to do what the Bible says.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. And you guys, if you're going to Kids Club, you can go back to Miss Sherry in the back, okay?
Do we have as much energy as they do this morning? Do we have as much energy as they do to be in prayer? Let's try to have just a fraction of that energy, right? Well, let us go to God in prayer this morning. Holy One, we do. We come to you with heads bowed, eager to give our lives over to you. And we ask that you would give strength and aid to all those areas in our world in conflict seems like violence has broken out in such extreme measures. We pray for peace. Pray for your love to flow out into communities and harm, especially in the harm of children. We ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit. There might be those that advocate for safety, that advocate to help others, and to cheer on those who would seek to give aid and healing to those that are hurting. Holy One, we thank you for the source of strength you are in our lives. A strength that then goes so far. Go up against any circumstance and by your grace overcome. Help us to be better disciples each and every day. That by in constant prayer, reading of your scriptures, giving compassion and generosity to others, we may become more faithful. And now we pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers come forward to send our offices down the aisles, I would like to highlight what our ministry focus will be for the month of August. And that's for the Arkansas Rice Depot. You'll have an opportunity to buy bricks that build up in a school, and the funds go to provide food for hungry families. There was a couple pictures that was circulating around Facebook a few days ago, and they saw all the shelves of the Rice Depot empty. It's the summer. It's prime time for aid for lots of people. And so I hope that in the coming weeks, you will be generous and donate to those ministries. Let us pray. Holy God, we bless these gifts that we give back to you. We thank you for what you've given to us. Life, the ability to love others, to care, to be empathetic, to forgive, and to be generous. We ask that all these gifts you've given to us, we may give to others. In Christ's name.
us seasons. You are our hope and our peace and our light in the darkness. Lord, be with Chase as he brings your word this morning. May our hearts and our ears be so open to hear what you have to say to each and every one of us. We thank you for this opportunity of corporate worship, Lord. We say this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
It's great to be with you and great to be in worship again, as I have the privilege and honor of being able to preach here this morning. It's always a delight to see all of your wonderful smiling faces as you praise God in this space and are uplifted by the music. And we're so thankful for our praise band for continually and with consistency giving us great worship to give God praise. With that, we will turn to our scripture verses, and I have two different selections I'd like us to hear this morning. And the first comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 49 through 51. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck Goliath on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David prevailed over Goliath with a sling and a stone, striking him down and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over Goliath. He grasped his sword, drew it out of its sheath, and killed him. Then he cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And now we'll turn to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels. He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" And the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. One of my favorite activities to do when I was growing up, and even to now, is to go camping. Especially as a scout, I got to go on lots of different campouts and canoe trips and retreats, and it was always a fun experience to leave the craziness and busyness of life back in my hometown and venture off into the wilderness, where there was really just you and the people who went with you, and you're there with Mother Nature surrounding you. One of my favorite seasons to camp is in the winter. Now, that may seem odd to a lot of people, but to me, there's nothing like sitting in a cold, wintry environment, and there's a big campfire, and that's your heat source. And you hear all the sounds around you, and you roast marshmallows, and you cook hot chocolate, and all these other things. Now, for some people, that would be torture, right? For others like me, that's enjoyment. And so a lot of times the wilderness can either bring us blessings or frustrations. When we look at Jesus and we see him willingly go into the wilderness. And his wilderness was more of the rocky desert than our type of wilderness we kind of think of as the trees and the forests. And he willingly fasted for 40 days and 40 nights without food, without water. And then he was tempted with incredible things. Even Jesus was tempted to be greedy, to use his power for selfish gain, to use his abilities to force things through, which was opposite of what he wanted. Jesus was able to conquer those temptations of his life. You know, I shared with you at the beginning the passage from 1 Samuel having to do with David defeating Goliath. And here's David, just a small boy, no armor, only a slingshot and a rock. And he's able to defeat a veteran giant just like that. Today we talk about Goliaths not in a real larger-than-life giant, but the temptations we face, the issues, the situations, the problems that arise in our lives that seem too big to handle. But in the passage we just read from Luke, we see Jesus is able to overcome his Goliaths in the wilderness. And God wants us to be able to do the same thing. One of the first steps is to realize that our faith in Christ can be bigger than the Goliaths we face. If we don't believe that, we're going to fail, right? It's putting your mind to the test, putting your heart at what is at stake. A Goliath my family and I have faced for quite some time started in the year 2005. My mother was diagnosed with two different diseases. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which really affects the joints in your hands and your feet. And she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which affects your muscles. And so here's a woman, a strong-willed woman, I can tell you all about it. Independent, volunteered in all kinds of things. But when these diseases struck her body and fought her, they weakened her. And she wasn't able to do the things she wanted to do like she could. It would take her 3 hours to cook a dinner where it would have only taken an hour. And this drove her crazy. It's not like my mother can't go places. It just takes her a long time to get there. And one of the biggest fears for me was that she was not going to be able to get ready in time for Jan and I's wedding. But she was even there early. What I believe is we were able to conquer this Goliath because it brought our family together. There was a lot of stress, a lot of difficulties along the way and heartbreaks, but it bonded us closer together in a way where we could defeat it. And we could only do that with the faith of God in Christ. So how do we conquer the Goliaths in our path? The first thing we have to do is we have to be honest. Have to be honest with ourselves. When we go out into the woods and the wilderness, and we're there really by ourselves, we're confronted with the thoughts that we avoid. They simmer to the surface. And now there's a real chance to call and name aloud what it is in our hearts, what it is in our lives that we feel like we can't overcome. And we have to be honest. When I was growing up as a teenager, going through school, I was a great kid. I respected my elders and everybody and said yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. But one area I struggled in was being a good student. And when you get bad grades, you don't necessarily want to just run to your parents and tell them. And so lots of times I would avoid the question of telling a specific grade. Or sometimes I would just make up a lie and say it wasn't that bad. But I bet you can guess that that didn't get me very far. Lying never does. I had tricked myself, that little voice in your head when you tell a lie, it screams at you when you're about to tell the truth, don't do it. Don't tell the truth, because you're going to suffer the consequences. But I was doing two things to myself. When I was lying, I was perpetuating the grade situation and wasn't getting the help I needed. And when I was continuing to lie, it was building bigger and bigger on the possibility of my family finding out and I get a bigger punishment, right? So we have to be honest with ourselves, with what it is that we're going to face in front of us. It has to come up. The second thing is we must face these Goliaths head on. 100% focus and determination. If you're not set on 100% taking care of it, then it probably won't happen. You have to get everything you've got. You've got to meet it with courage, determination. I'll tell you a story about courage. It was when I was 10 or 11 years old, a family friend of ours had a 6-year-old who developed a brain tumor. Talk about a Goliath. The tears that would come day and night, the frustrations, the why questions, the depression. But I can guarantee you, if they were standing here, they would say what got them through that and what got Bob Alexander, the 6-year-old boy, to defeat that brain tumor was their faith in God and their courage to fight it all the way. No doubt. If we don't face things with 100% focus that we know in our deep hearts have to have that focus, we won't succeed. And then we must use our inner strength, the inner strength God gives us to endure. It's not going to be easy to conquer these Goliaths, is it? You know in your heart right now what that Goliath is. And chances are it's not going to be a quick fix overnight. No. It will require inner strength for you to endure battle after battle. The inner strength, my brothers and sisters, it comes from giving praise to God in the face of adversity. It comes from reading scripture after scripture, even though you don't want to. And it comes from praying. How many of you talk to God every day? Okay, I didn't really mean for you to raise your hands, so if you didn't feel comfortable, it's not a strike against you this morning, I promise. A lot of times we fool ourselves and we think that prayer is when I, you know, get in the motion and I bow my head and I say these fancy words and blah, blah, blah. That is prayer, but that's not what God intends for us in our prayer life. God wants everything. He just wants us to talk. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, when you're eating your meal, when you're in the shower, when you're in the car, when you're getting gas at the gas station, God wants you to talk to God about everything. He wants you to be the strongest ally to you he can be. No doubt. God wants you to share every emotion you can, whether it be happy, sad, anger, joy, whatever it is. Because it will be that prayer life that will help strengthen you in those times of facing those Goliaths. And finally, we must understand that it is our faith together as one in Christ that will help us conquer, that will help us conquer our Goliaths. One of my favorite stories in the Gospels is the story when Jesus is in a house and there's a large crowd gathered around the house. And there's a paralyzed man, and he has friends, and his friends are determined to get the paralyzed man to Jesus. And so they make him a flat surface and carry him, and they raise him through the roof, and they dig their way to the roof, and they lower him in. And when Jesus heals the man, he says, "Because of your faith, this man is healed." Now, isn't that strange? When Jesus is saying, "Because of your faith," he's not talking about the paralyzed man. He's talking about the men that had the faith, and they knew that Christ could heal the paralyzed man. Christ is healing this man because his friends had the faith to bring him to healing. That's what we're called to as brothers and sisters. We're called to help conquer our Goliaths together. One of the reasons AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, works so well is because it is an accountability group that keeps others in line and focused on defeating the disease of alcoholism. Make no mistake, our faith together is stronger than one alone, right? If we think about all the ways that we've put our resources together to help so many people, imagine no malaria has been a very important cause of the Methodist Church for several years. And we've raised lots and lots of money, millions of dollars, for the aid of those that are combating malaria in foreign countries. And it's getting to a place where eventually we will eliminate malaria. Can you believe that? Where we can get to a place where we can eliminate a disease. Our faith together is strong. And my brothers and sisters, understand that God as your strongest ally, will always seek to work through you to defeat those Goliaths you face without question. So will you approach your life with honesty and knowing what it is you have to overcome? Will you approach it head on with 100% focus? Will you make sure that you have that inner strength from your prayer life to help you endure? And when will you take the hand of your brother and sister to help you have the aid and the help to conquer it? Jesus not only conquered the Goliath of his own temptations, he conquered the Goliaths of our own sin. Where through Christ we now have the power to resist a sinful lifestyle. We can actually choose, because of the grace of God within us, to love and not sin. What a tremendous Goliath to overcome, yes? Will we go forth and help conquer each other's Goliaths? This whole past 3 weeks, we've been talking about faith. 2 weeks ago, I shared the faith that can move mountains. Last week, I talked about faith that overcomes fears. And this week, we talk about fear that conquers our Goliaths. The key is your faith. The faith that you believe God can get it done. Will you walk out of here building on your faith, seeking to have a stronger and durable faith? That is my hope and prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As our praise team is coming back up to lead us in our closing song, I want to invite those that would like to come and commit their lives to Christ, perhaps for the first time, or rededicate their lives, or if you need prayer and you need to focus and be honest with yourself and examine what that Goliath is, come and use our prayer altars this morning.
You to take this moment and just meditate on how God is that anchor for us. And His faithfulness and His strength is the reason why we are here today, the reason why we can even sing these songs. It's because of what He did for us. So we just celebrate that today as the power behind our faith. Amen.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hands. You spoke the earth into
You stood before my failure, carried the cross for my shame. Sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand.
So what can I say? What can I do? And all that is hard, oh God, I'm pleading to you.
Yourself to Christ as a sign of deep faith. With that deep faith, leave this place to share love, to share Christ, to share your heart with the world that you know a Lord and Savior who has mercy and forgiveness to give to them. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.